was another example of like, hey, you know what? They find ways, even when there's injuries, to win football games. I mean, going in, we already knew the existing injuries, and the Niners had injuries as well. Both teams suffer more injuries during the game. It got to a point where the Chiefs were down to Xavier Worthy, Justin Watson, Sky Moore, and Mecole Hardman. And hell, at one point, because Worthy was out for a handful of plays, at one point it was Watson, Moore, and Hardman. Those were three. They only had three receivers available for like a drive. Then Worthy came back after he got popped pretty good. I mean, that's what's crazy, man. They've won 12 straight going back to last season, but they're 6-0, and now they are the last unbeaten because the Vikings lost a really close one, a great game between the Vikings and Lions. If you caught that before the Chiefs game, it was one of the best games of the entire day. But they have now given themselves some breathing room in the AFC, all while they're still trying to kind of figure this thing out offensively. And I know we'll talk defense here in a little bit, but offensively, man, it is truly a week-to-week in-game adjustment after an adjustment that has to happen right now for this offense. And Tom Brady, and I don't know what you thought of him on the broadcast, I thought he actually was fantastic yesterday. He acknowledged it. He's like, there's nobody better prepared, nobody would rather have as your head coach with the current circumstance they have, which was right after Juju got hurt, by the way, and when they were down to three receivers, and where Noah Gray, and you know, there was a stretch where they're rolling out three different running backs. Like, just the way they had to get through that game at times because of the issues that they had offensively, some heading in, some that happened in. Like, that's what it's going to be offensively, I think, for much of this year, unless they go and add a wide receiver.
The fact that they lost Juju Smith-Schuster, they're like, oh, he'll be fine. We know he had a hamstring injury, and then on Friday, he had said, no, he'll be okay, so we stopped talking about it as a point in what they will do if they weren't in the game. They had four touchdown drives. I mean, they had to drive the field a number of times. This will probably surprise you. Brett Coleman, who does some advanced analytics on offensive numbers, the Chiefs' offense is such a mystery outside of this because they are fourth in EPA effectiveness, seventh in scoring drive percentage, so they score the seventh most in the NFL, fourth lowest punt percentage. Now, part of that is because of the turnovers and second fewest plays that gain no yards or go for a loss. So they're actually a relatively effective offense at times. But I mean, yesterday they lose Juju and they're down to the, and by the way, the leading wide receiver at the end of the day reflected that. Xavier Worthy had the most receiving yardage from a wide receiver at one catch for 19 yards. But what do they do instead? They found a run longer than that from Mecole Hardman. They found Justin Watson for a first down. They tried to get it to Sky Moore. It was useless, but they tried to get it to Sky Moore. What impresses me the most is you had mentioned that 12 games. I would say that this 12-game winning streak is not even created equal to others. These are the teams they have beaten during that time. San Francisco twice. That is a team that had one of the best records in the NFC and was in the Super Bowl last year. That's where they beat them. Baltimore twice, a team who has the second best record in the AFC and was in the AFC title game last year. Cincinnati twice, the Chargers twice, Buffalo, Miami, Atlanta, and New Orleans. Of those teams, only two didn't make, or three made the, didn't make the postseason last year, and two of them are currently in a playoff spot right now. So if you look back at where you are, you're like, I mean, that's a hell of a murderer's row. That's mostly what the best teams have been over the last 3 years in the NFL, and that's what their 12-game winning streak is. Now, part of that's because that's, you know, those are playoff teams for four of those games. But even outside of that, I mean, this has been a hell of a run.
No, it has. It has, and when you see the way they went about it yesterday, not just offensively, but that gets us in, you know, a little bit to where they have been as a defensive unit. And how many times have you and I this season already come on the show, sometimes after a victory, sometimes it's later in the week, but usually it's on a Monday. It's like, hey, this is how they have to win games right now.
Yeah.
And we say that like it's, oh my gosh, they had a squeak by. They won by 10 points, and it was a garbage time touchdown late from the 49ers. Like, this was, ended up, remind you, the Chiefs were underdogs heading in. It got up to 2.5 or 3 right before kickoff at some books. So they were 2.5, 3-point underdogs. Once again, Mahomes, the dog to Brock Purdy. Someone explained that one to me. It makes no sense whatsoever. Eventually, maybe they'll learn on this one. Like, the books make a lot of money. They're very smart. For whatever reason, when it comes to the Chiefs,
Patrick
Mahomes, when they're a dog, it's a mistake. They did in the postseason last year. They did it yesterday against Brock Purdy. But this team was an underdog, and they didn't just win, Cody. They went out and they won by double digits.
They were in firm control of the game the entire way. Like, that's what it really boils down to. They were up double digits before half, had the ball with a chance to go up three scores. Eventually, they let the 49ers get a field goal, but that was 14-6. Then nobody did anything for about a half of the third quarter because the Chiefs' defense is so great. And then after that, the Chiefs completely controlled the game the rest of the way once they found what they wanted to do on offense. There is part of me that is like the obvious, which is if I had told you before the season that the Chiefs would be without Hollywood Brown, without Rashee Rice after a couple of weeks, without Isaiah Pacheco after a couple of weeks, that Patrick Mahomes would have more interceptions than they had wins, a million things, right? If I had told you all of those things existed, you'd have told me that they were 3-3, 4-2 if you were just like a wholehearted optimist, like borderline uncontrollable optimist, Gold. If I had told you they were missing all of those pieces and you were like, because if you had told me they were 6-0 and that happened, I'd be like, you're a liar. Why are you telling me this? Even you don't believe it. There's not a possible scenario in which that is viable. And yet, they are 6-0. They continue. And this was, like, I thought this was going to be the most impressive. Now, look, I think that gets negated a little bit because Ayuk left in the middle of the game with a torn ACL and Debo didn't really play. Now, I will say, this was kind of the great juxtaposition of what you talked about, how they win. These are two teams without their number one and number two wide receiver, without their number one running back, with some inefficiencies across the board. And one of those teams has been able to overcome that all year and just kick the ass of the other. And the other one lost a couple of players, and it felt like the whole train came off the tracks. So, like, the Chiefs are just better at overcoming those things than other teams.
And that goes back to the Tom Brady comment I was referencing. Yeah, I mean, when Tom Brady in the game is saying, no coach is better prepared. No, you would not want any other coach in the exact circumstance the Chiefs were in that game yesterday or this season, right, in terms of the issues. Every team's dealing with injuries. Kyle Shanahan, of course, dealing with injuries. I think it's nuts that in San Francisco there's people out there, and talking about fans, like actually think that they need a new head coach. Like that's insane, right? But that's where you're at. Kyle Shanahan has not been able to win. I mean, that kind of stuff is crazy. But, you know, he hasn't been able to win when they have these injuries. It's really hard to win the league anyway, and then you have injuries. And what makes it more impressive? The Chiefs just went on the road as underdogs with deficiencies and won by double digits. That's a very hard thing to do in the NFL when you're at full strength, let alone when both teams have some injuries. But yeah, the Chiefs been able to battle through. And the biggest reason why is because we know, and it's even more, I think, fitting after seeing the Chiefs win, but also seeing Sunday Night Football with the Pittsburgh Steelers and how they won against the Jets. These teams, like, they both went. You should not take it as an insult. We've said it over and over. The Chiefs and Steelers went in very similar fashion.
They do.
Great defense. Can run the ball. The one difference is Patrick Mahomes can still have a run or two, and we'll talk about this in 20 minutes, that he can go out and just win a game by making a play or two with his feet as well, which we saw twice yesterday against the 49ers. But this defense, man, like Brock Purdy was bad yesterday. Flat out bad.
One of the worst starts of his career,
probably. I know he was missing pieces. He wasn't just bad because he's been bad all year. No, he's been really good this year. Really good. Why is he bad? Because Steve Spagnuolo, Mark, this is the quarterback, and they only play him, you know, the NFC, they don't play often, but they have
maybe
because of the Super Bowl. Because of the Super Bowl, they played him more than normal. But that's his quarterback that he can shut down. Like Brady was saying during the broadcast that, you know, he basically can't stand Spags. He was joking, but I was just like, hey, this is the
guy.
He said
he's not his kryptonite. What did he call him? The bane of his existence.
There you go.
That was the phrase.
Yeah, and he's basically like, this guy just had my number. He knew how to kind of figure me out. That's what Brock Purdy's probably feeling like.